Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios today. We're on our last week, being the last weekend of the year, that we're starting our 9 to 11 schedule next week. So we're going to be starting off about this time next week rather than having a half hour under our belt up to this point. But it's going to be a beautiful day out there. The sky is cleared. It's going to get up in the mid-40s. Winter's supposed to slam us hard and heavy starting tomorrow. So get out on your back deck, out in your garage, fire up that grill. It's New Year's Eve. It's time to party. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. We're here to teach you what Daddy didn't. So stay tuned. We got lots of good stuff. This show today is packed full of technique.
Technique and recipes. And speaking about technique, over the holiday, I had an opportunity to cook up some pheasants, and I smoked them, and we actually got some of it here in the studio with us today. Everybody's going, oh, man, that's pretty good stuff. So I wanted to break down what I did to this. Not going to go ingredient by ingredient, but just general technique. Basically, there was four steps to putting this pheasant together. Any game that you have, you could do this with chicken as well, but most duck or pheasant or any fowl that you have is skinned when you get it. So one of the problems that you have is it drying out as you cook it. So one of the first things you want to do is brine the meat. And brining the meat, what it is, it's a sugar and salt solution that you can find recipes on the web. I happen to use apple juice, brown sugar, and salt, and you soak the birds in that for about 4 hours at room temperature. It's not cooked. I did heat it up to mix the brine together, but basically what we've got is this brine, the birds soak in it, and what it does is it draws moisture into the meat. So then I took them out, dried them off, wrapped them in bacon, put a little seasoning on them, and put them on the smoker for about 2 hours at 220 degrees. And when they came off the smoker, they were a beautiful red-orange color because of the seasoning that I did. The bacon was crispy. And they're best eaten hot right off the grill, but you can also wrap them up and freeze them, or you can put them in the fridge for 2 or 3 days because it is cooked. But they're better when you take them out if you warm them up a little bit. But at the end of
pretty good at room temperature right now. Let me tell you, I've had about half of this plate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And you put a little sharp cheddar cheese. I happen to have Cold Jack with me today, but a little sharp cheddar cheese, a little piece of the bacon, and a bite of that bird. Oh, man, it's a great little taste. And, you know, it's something to play around with if you got a few days off. It's something to play around with because it took me about 5 hours total to get it done. But anyway, if you want to learn more about that, hook up on Facebook and we'll get you the details.
Right now we've got Merle from Allen Bob's on the line, and we want to catch up with Merle. Good morning, Merle. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Doing great. How about you?
Well, I got to tell you, loving the new Bowtech.
It's working pretty awesome for
you. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know that because I saw you yesterday. I was shooting at the range air with you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
But amazing. Also, those new broadheads, I'm hoping tonight or tomorrow morning I'll get to see how those open up, because having a mechanical, you talked me back into mechanicals, and I haven't used a mechanical since I had one I thought deflect a shot on me off a little twig, but we'll see.
I don't think it was mechanical or fixed blade. You hit a twig, you're going to mess your shot
up,
right?
Yeah, well, you know, there again, you're down to, everybody's got an opinion, and you've got three.
Yep.
Yeah, well, either way, you know, you hit a twig, you're going to deflect, but the one thing the mechanicals give you is the mechanicals give you good flight. Where a fixed blade broadhead, if your bow is not tuned, you know, almost perfect, they're not going to fly as good as a mechanical. So that's the advantage of the mechanical, and the mechanicals that they're making, there's a lot of good ones on the market today that offer you real good penetration, which was an issue in the past. But the way they're designed now, the penetration really is almost just as good as a fixed blade. So,
well, we've got 2 days left to figure it out. So if you haven't gotten that buck yet, and I will get, I can't get a buck anymore unless I get it with my bow. You can still go out there with a shotgun right now and shoot a doe if you want, but you got today and tomorrow. That's it. It's a sad time.
But yes, it is.
We're going to have ice as of next week, so it's time to get into all that ice fishing equipment that I saw on there yesterday. You have some amazing little ice shanties. I think Jop's got one of those little slide-out jobs. We need to get that thing on the water this year, like maybe up at that Sturgeon Festival up at Black Lake or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a little hard water first before I get out the... It is a shanty. It's not a boat. So I want to make sure, you know, be safe out there. There is skiff ice here or there. The smaller ponds might have a little bit of ice because it's been cold, but it's dangerous right now. I don't know anywhere. I mean, maybe the UP somewhere, but I don't know anywhere that's got enough ice even close to think about fishing.
No, you can still put a boat on the water right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of crazy. So... Other than ice fishing in the winter, what else is going on at Allen Bob's that, you know, yesterday I was in there, the place is just teeming with people. I mean, it's the day before New Year's. You'd think every season's done. What the heck goes on down there?
Well, there's a lot of people that are getting ready for the ice season. You know, they're gearing up, getting their rods, their jigs, you know, their shanties, because they know that we're eventually going to get ice. So, you know, there's a lot of people that ice fish in the wintertime that actually don't even own a boat and hardly ever go out in the summertime. So it's a whole sport unto itself, and a lot of people just like the hard water. So they're out shopping for that, and then they're in shooting, preparing for our leagues coming up too.
Oh, yes, we wanted to talk about that. You've got leagues starting in January?
Yeah, we're going to start our leagues a little bit late this year. We're going to start taking sign-ups here this month in January. We're going to start our leagues in February. We're going to get all new targets in our range. So we wanted to do that first because the targets are getting pretty beat up. A lot of people have been shooting in them, and it's time to replace them. So we're going to get them replaced with some brand new stuff and start those leagues in February.
Cool. Well, there's a good reason to keep your bow out all year long. Allen Bob Sports on South Division. What's the address? 3400, 3100?
3100 South Division.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Merle. Appreciate that. And we will look forward to telling you. I'll try and hook up with you and let you know how big that dough is that I plugged tonight.
Okay. That sounds good.
Hey, Merle, before you go, I got one last question for you. Sure. Did you sell Bob a sight on that bow, or is he just shooting freehand?
He has got a sight on his bow.
Okay,
I got
good.
My old sight.
I just want to make sure because there's got to be some reason that it isn't working yet, but you know, he'll get it honed in.
Okay, first shot I took yesterday, Merle, where did it end up?
I think you were on the edge of the bullseye.
Yeah.
All right.
First shot.
That's Bob.
Come on
the edge,
hole.
Baby.
On right. The hole.
Good for you.
Still got to put a deer in front of you, though.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, that's Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's wrapping up our series on how the heck can Bob hit the freaking deer.
Yeah, well, actually, I give Bob a lot of razzing when we come to this stuff, but he's a much more avid deer hunter than I am, and you guys know this if you're listening out there. You got to spend time in the woods in order to get a deer. You don't just walk out and get one, and Bob's putting his time in, just hasn't had one walk in front of him yet, but he will.
Well, actually, you know, I've passed up on a ton of deer. It's just now down to the end of the wire, and I did what I did last year. I didn't take a doe early, so I had something to make Paquita some jerky with.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of jerky, there's a lot of good recipes on thegrillingguys.com that you can go on there and check it out. Hit us on Facebook. Let us know what you're thinking. We talked a little bit about, in the last segment, the Grilling Club. We'd really like you to get involved with that. If you're interested at all, we're going to be sharing some recipes and things like that. But coming up next, we were going to have Big Paulie in this segment, but we're having a little problems reaching out and getting a hold of him. He's going to talk about scallops and bacon wraps on the grill when we get him. And I tell you what, this is a great day. It's sunny out. It's gorgeous. Beautiful. For you to get out there and try a couple things on the grill for the party that you're going to tonight. There's a lot of things you can make ahead of time that are pretty tasty.
Yeah, maybe mow your lawn.
Yeah, we're supposed to get slammed with snow tomorrow. But so we're going to try to get back out to Big Paulie. If that doesn't happen, we'll come up with something else to talk about. Bob wants to discuss some cheesecake, too, that we haven't talked about yet. So we're the Grilling Guys or the Bacon Guys, whatever you want to call us. We do like bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back. Sweet whistle.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.